It's Friday. And this is Living It Up While Beginning Again. I'm Teresa here with my husband Scott.
Hi, y'all.
And so enjoy the fact that it's Friday. Okay?
Yeah.
And
we have a great topic for this Friday.
Well, we do. And it's great to know that it's the end of the week. I like our hot weather, honey. I mean, I like spring and fall, don't get me wrong, but I just love our hot summer weather. It's a good thing. I'm a Texas girl because we sure get a lot of it.
Well, I'm a Texas boy, and I still don't like that weather.
Oh, well, I don't want to move, though, so okay. Please don't make me move.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Let go and let God. He can sort things out in ways that you could never, ever imagine.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It comes from a great verse.
Yeah, where do you get that? I need you to back that up.
I will. Matthew 19:26. Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible. But with God, everything is possible.
Yeah. God, wow. All things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Not with us. Not in our own strength. There's no way.
That's right. That's why we have to let go. Mm-hmm. Let him take over.
Why is that so hard? Because we're control freaks.
Well, pride.
And we're fearful.
Yeah, we don't want to let someone take control of our lives.
All right, we have pride. We lack humility. But wow, once you can do it, it's such a relief.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you put the responsibility on him, which is where he wants it anyway.
That's right.
Free your mind up to enjoy life.
Yeah.
Not be burdened with all this stuff he never wanted us to be burdened with. He wants us to enjoy our life.
You know, when we don't give it to him, I mean, it's just like chains on us all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're just dragging these chains around all the time. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, not forgiving ourselves, not, you know, you know, thinking we ought to be doing this or that. Or what, you know, like, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, enough.
Right.
You know, I finally had to say that. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
I'm letting God control. Mm-hmm. Give him the control.
So how do you do that?
By giving him your heart.
What does that mean?
Giving your life to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so
just make a decision every day to realize what you can control and what you cannot. And what is the serenity prayer? God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change,
mm-hmm.
courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And
that's
once you figure that out, take some time and really understand what that means. That's all you can do is let go and let him. You know why? Because we're too busy. We've got too much to do. We need to do the next right thing in front of us and let him take care of what we have no control over.
You know, sometimes we're too busy trying to control other people.
Mm-hmm. That's an illusion if we think we can control other people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, to help them, you know what I mean? Or, oh, I'm gonna help them out, man.
Did they ask for your help?
I don't know. You know, maybe they have. But really and truly, you know, you need to let them, you know, sort this thing out with God.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay to give a helping hand.
Well, of course.
But, you know, to take over the situation, you know, allows you not to think about your own situation.
Well, and I spent a lot of my time in my life helping people that didn't want my help.
Yeah.
And that sure made it easy for me to play God.
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, really. And when it all boils down to it, you know what? I'm not in control anyway. I am not in control of my life, and the longer I live, the more I realize that. How about you?
It's the same way. You know, whatever situations happen throughout the day, you know, no matter what it may be, sometimes I just have to step back. You go, you know what? Am I going to get upset about this situation, or am I going to pray about this and let God take control of it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest with you, at times I fall into the humanist and I try to take care of it myself, you know, because I'm the type of guy, you know, I don't want it done now, I want it done right now, you know. And but you know what, when I finally realize, sit back, it's okay, God's in control, then all of a sudden my life just goes, you know, for that day just goes,
mm-hmm.
I'm living one day at a time.
Right.
One day at a time. You don't know when that last day is going to come, and you're going to be sitting right next to him,
mm-hmm.
and bowing down at his feet. You know what I mean? And so that's why you have to live every day letting him be in control.
And to me, letting go and letting God really equals enjoying my life.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It really means I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to be a responsible person. I'm going to do the next right thing in front of me. I'm going to do the best of my ability, everything I can do with excellence and integrity, pray, and leave the rest up to Him.
Yeah.
Because I'm tired of trying to do things my way. Doing things my way got me into some situations I don't care to be in anymore. How about you?
Well, I'll tell you.
Because I realized later I wasn't supposed to be there. I had not let God lead me, and He did not have control.
That's right. I remember years ago when I was single, I was saved, and I was really praying for a godly woman in my life. And I just, I just would always ask God, hey, God, I want you to prepare this woman for me and this and that. And all of a sudden, my prayer changed 3 years later or a couple of years later and said, God just told me, He said, she's ready. You're the one I need to work on. So I had to let God take control of that because I was trying to do it my way. I was trying to tell God what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And He said, hold on there, Buster. He said, I'm in control here. She's ready. I need to work on.
You got your mind off of it.
Exactly right. So I did. Friend of mine from church.
Sort of taking care of your business.
That's right. A friend of mine from church came over one day. I'd been single for many, many years. And he looked at me. He said, you've been praying for a godly wife. He said, and so what do you think? God's a genie? She's going to show up in your living room? He said, why don't you do something about it? I said, man, I'm all right. He said, why don't you join eHarmony? So I did. And lo and behold, I met my lovely wife, Teresa, who I'm speaking with today.
Mm-hmm. But what happened in that little time frame? You let go and let God.
Yes.
And you took care of you.
That's right.
And did what you needed to do.
I started taking care of me.
Prepare yourself.
It got to a point to where God, if you choose in your control that I don't get married and whatever you want me to do, I'm yours.
But you didn't sit around and eat bonbons.
That's right. That's right.
You know,
I was active, mm-hmm. trying to glorify His name as much as I could, so that's just one situation that I really reflect on.
Well, and if you look at the last part of what our topic is, we said, and He can sort things out in a way you never could imagine, and we're living testimonies to that. We are shocked at how God put us together, and this is not what this podcast is about, but that's, again, what it says, that we were surprised at how He sorted all that and worked it. And I was doing the same thing. I was living my life. I finally let that whole idea go. Well, now I'll try this and now I'll try that. Yeah. I let it go and say, God, if it's just you and me the rest of my life, I am okay with that.
That's right.
But I did my part.
Yeah, you did.
I was also online. That's where I believed He was leading me.
That's right.
But I didn't sit home and stare at the computer screen every day waiting for the next one to pop up.
Nope.
I was enjoying my life. I was taking care of myself.
Sure.
Eating properly, doing my job well.
Uh-huh.
It was in balance. So anyway, having said all that, we're just saying there's somebody out there that needed to hear this. I don't know who you are. We'd love to hear from you.
That's right.
And know that... you heard God through what we're saying, because it is such a relief to let go and let God just have the control He already has. And you can relax and not be, all in, chaos trying to control.
You know, Teresa, and the only way you can let go and let God is to give Him your life.
Mm-hmm.
Period. You can't, today I'll give Him my life, tomorrow.
You'll take it back.
Yeah, I really don't want Him to have control. You know what? Give Him control. Okay? And by the way, God didn't call me Buster, okay? That
would... I thought I heard Him.
He might have called me Buster, but He definitely spoke to me. Give your life to Him today. Let's stop fooling around, okay? This is the most serious part of our podcast. And we do this at every podcast. Those who listen to us every day, I pray you don't get tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the most important thing that we do.
And we want those of you to stand with us praying for the same people that we extending this to.
Mm-hmm. So if you've never given your life to Christ and you want to let go and let Him take control of your life, or maybe you've walked away because you wanted to have control, or you might have been in church for many, many years, and you realize, man, I just come on Sunday. I really don't know who God is. Then today is the day that you're going to give your life to Him. You're going to let go, and you're going to let God. So if you want to do that today, please, you know, pray this prayer after me and receive the salvation that He gives you freely that came at such a great price. Lord Jesus, thank You, Lord, for this day. Lord, You tell me that if I ask You for forgiveness of my sins are forgiven. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. I believe that You died on the cross, that You rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. Lord, today I give You my life. I let go and I let You take control of it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yeah, man, go find a church this weekend. You know, pray about it. You know, go look at several churches, Bible-based churches that really preach about Jesus. You know?
Let the Spirit lead you.
Yeah.
To the right place just for you. You'll know when you get there.
You sure will. And, you know, and find a counselor there or a pastor there or something and say, hey, you know, do you guys have a discipleship program or mentorship program? Because that is so essential that someone walks with you during this walk.
Let them know that you're a new Christian.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, we are so blessed that you guys were with us today. And we can't wait to talk to you again on Monday.
So remember, let go and let God. He can sort things out in ways you can never imagine.
That's right.
Okay, have a great weekend. And until we talk to you again, keep living it up.
While beginning again.